It's a pleasure to be here. It feels like I'm inside my radio.
You are.
Lois Reitzes.
When I asked you why on earth you wanted me on Adult Swim, you gave me the greatest compliment when you said you had the impression I had a wacky sense of humor. I thought, he gets it. Your creativity at Adult Swim made us think, betcha he's got some great books on his night table. Do you have a go-to genre?
It varies. I definitely like adventure literature. In the summertime, it's like I want to read things that happen in very cold places. One of the most classic exploration books of all time, it's called The Worst Journey in the World. And the author is Apsley Cherry Garrard. This is basically this poor man's account of exploring the South Pole in the early 20th century.
Grim circumstances.
Yeah. There's a scene where they're getting off the boat and they have their dogs hooked up to the line that's holding the boat and anchor. But there's a school of orca that see their dogs above the ice. And these killer whales shatter the ice that everyone's standing on. And they're trying to get from piece to piece back to the boat. We have such instant access to knowledge now. It's sort of mind-boggling to think of hurling your whole existence into disarray just to find the answer about what's at the South Pole.
Now, does fiction factor into your reading?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Tobias Wolff is the one author who I've read every published word he's ever put out there. A lot of people probably know him from This Boy's Life is his most famous memoir. But he's also a very prolific short story writer.
What is it that's so compelling about Tobias Wolff?
For my work, I have to write in a very economical way. And I always go back to the way he's able to boil something down to the kernel of what it is and state it in those few words. He has a short story called Bullet in the Brain. This is something I like about it is how quickly he creates this character. A finicky book critic, and he takes pleasure in essentially critiquing the world around him, and it gets him into some trouble.
And look at what the author has in mind for the book critic here.
You wonder what might have influenced or inspired the story, but I find it really relevant today even too, because we all have these soapboxes on social media to critique everything like relentlessly, and this character is so well formed as someone who does that. And then something interesting happens where you start to identify with this person and how he got to be this way.
So, Matt, it's easy to understand why you might turn to more serious reading after day-long immersion in the comic. But sometimes it's fun to read comic stuff, too.
And yeah, absolutely. I just really love this author, Jack Pendarvis. To me, he's like quintessential modern-day Southern humorist. There's this one particular story called The Pipe, and it's actually one of my favorites. The premise is a rock DJ. As a promotional stunt, they bury him in an underground lane. It's like a very sort of David Blaine-y kind of stunt. It's just a single pipe, I guess, is feeding him his air, you know. But the story is about the two guys guarding the pipe, and one is a paramedic and the other is a security guard.
This is twisted, man. This is really twisted.
Because it's almost like a buddy story about the, you know, the relationship between the security guard and the paramedic. I think there's a lot of comedy that draws from, you know, sadness.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a lot of that in Jack Pendarvis. He has this ability to switch from something very tender to something very coarse, like, quickly. And I think that's my favorite literary trick that he pulls.
This has been so much fun.
Thank you.
So, is there a particular quote that appeals to you about literary taste?
Yeah, there's one I think is pretty good. Groucho Marx said, "Outside of a dog, a book is man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read."
I love it.